So what do you do when iPad sales are plummeting? Apple says, make more iPads and make them bigger. In San Francisco yesterday, Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, unveiled the company's latest and largest iPad. It's over a foot long. Apple is also releasing a news app that could change the way iPhone and iPad users get their news. Joining us now, as he does regularly, to talk about the world of tech is Hiawatha Bray, tech writer for the Boston Globe. Hiawatha, good to have you.
Good to be here.
So I want to ask you about this new iPad. iPad sales have been falling dramatically. That's my understanding. So why are they making yet another tablet? It seems counterintuitive.
Well, no, I think what's going on is that they've decided to do something like what they've done in phones. They've decided that if the market, in this case, the phone market is still growing, but in this case, the market's shrinking. However, the chances of making money are better if you're perched at the high end of the market, which is what they're doing with phones. Now, the phone market continues to grow, but in case you haven't noticed, Apple is virtually the only company in the world that makes money making phones. Almost everybody else is barely breaking even. So they're trying to, I think, apply the same philosophy to tablets. Everybody else is heading for the bottom. Amazon's supposed to be bringing out a $50 tablet. Apple is saying, enough of that noise. We're going to the high end. And they're aiming at really elite users, people who do engineering drawings, people who do graphic arts. This is a tablet, according to them. The processor in this tablet is going to be more powerful than you find in most laptop computers. So you'll be able to run Photoshop on it and CAD CAM programs on it. You'll be able to do really high-end work. And so for about $800, you get a really, really high-end tablet. Also, of course, they violated one of the dictations or the rules of Steve Jobs, who hated the idea of a stylus for a touchscreen device. He said, you know, if you're using a stylus, you've got it wrong. Well, Apple just got it wrong. They're going to bring out a stylus because they decided that for some really high-end graphic work, it's the best way to go. So you'll have to pay another $100, though, because this is a highly specialized, it's an Apple stylus, put
it that
way.
Of course, yeah.
So you got to pay $100 for it. But the idea is that it's going to allow very fine-grained work that you couldn't do with a fingertip.
Yeah.
And frankly, I think this idea has a lot of potential because they are going to capture a big chunk of the high-end market and let everybody else fight for the table scraps. I think it's obvious that's what they're doing, and I think it has a good chance of succeeding.
And Hiawatha, why so big? A foot long. Why are the screens so big?
Well, that's the whole point. It's for serious graphic use. It's for people who are serious graphic artists, serious engineers, people like that. You want that kind of thing. Look at anybody who does graphic arts. They can't get a big enough monitor. The bigger, the better. So that's not surprising at all.
Right. Now, you said in your column today that you were surprised that Apple surprised you yet again with its new gadgets. What were you referring to?
What I was really surprised by was my original diffidence and indifference about this thing they're now calling 3D Touch. I said, that might be nice, but who's going to care about that? Now, I haven't had a chance to try it, but from looking at the demonstration, I'm sitting here drooling. I think that's one of the most wonderfully useful things I've seen on a smartphone ever. It's close to being as big a step forward as, you know, being able to pinch and stretch things by moving your fingers. This is even better. You can press down on the screen, and based on how much pressure you use and how long you leave your finger down, you get different commands that appear on the screen that allow you to do different things. Say you want to take a selfie. You know how you have to turn on the camera, and then you have to tell it turn on the front-facing camera,
right.
And then you have to... With this, you hold your finger down on the camera icon, and up pops a little mini menu. One of the things is, you want to take a selfie? You tap it, pow, you're in selfie mode. You just did that with one finger, one touch. It's amazingly clever.
Really interesting.
And they have a whole bunch of features like that you'll now be able to do just with one finger, tapping and holding or squeezing down on the screen. I want to try it, but just at a glance, it looks amazing, and it must have required almost miraculous engineering because it actually can detect the tiny little flex in the glass as you push your finger down, and it can detect that you're pressing down a little or a lot. I don't know how they did this. It's incredible.
Really interesting. Hiawatha, yeah. I want to make sure we have time to just talk a little bit about this new Apple app called News. Your colleague, Callum Borchers, wrote about this today, suggesting that this could really change the way lots of people get their news on iPads and iPhones. Tell us sort of basically what this is.
Well, it's kind of frightening in a way because I work in the news industry, and we're being whipsawed once again by technology. Because here's the deal. To understand why news is kind of interesting, it helps to know that the new version of Apple's iOS is going to allow people to block ads on their web browsers. Now, newspapers like us are trying to make money by putting people onto our websites and showing them ads. But if they go there with an iPhone or an iPad, you'll be able to block the ads. So that's going to cause us real trouble. But then Apple turns around and says, ah, but we're going to ask you to move into a new service we have called News. And all the ads that we sell in News, you'll get 70% of the money, we'll get 30% of the money, but there'll be ads there. So if you move your stuff into News, you can still do advertising. And, oh, by the way, you can sell your own ads there and keep 100% of the profit. Any ads we sell, we get 70% of the profit. So now they're getting a chunk of the money that we should be getting, but they're giving us a place where we can still show ads on an Apple device. So it's like they're blackmailing us almost.
Interesting. And, of course, it's consistent with their idea that you never really have to leave the application to look anywhere else for your news.
That's right. That's right. But now, let's be fair. The upside is that it's possible that they might actually draw a bigger audience than what we're currently doing on the web. And that's the argument they're going to make. They're going to say, hey, put it inside Apple News, and millions of people around the world will go there first when they want to read news, and they'll find your stuff there. And that'll bring, in the long run, more revenue to the newspaper industry. And they might be right. I can't say they're wrong.
Well,
but the point of it is, they get a big chunk of the money. So there you go. It's Apple.
All right. There's the news from Hiawatha Bray. He's a tech columnist for the Boston Globe. He joins us regularly on Radio Boston to talk about the world of technology. You can find a link to his article at our website, Radio Boston. Hiawatha, thank you.
It's been fun.
All right, listeners, stay with us. More to come, including the booming solar industry in Massachusetts and why it's making utility companies nervous. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.